Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is There's a Place for Us. You remember in the musical West Side Story, there's this power ballad where Maria, after the rumble, she sings to Tony. Now, Tony has stabbed her brother, and they're talking about this frustration of this place in the universe that's for us. The song's called Somewhere, A Place for Us. It's one of the greatest moments in theater, and I want to use that picture, that analogy, to talk about this place that God makes for us in the book of Genesis. So God is going to make a place for us. Yesterday, he made a time for us, and today he makes a place for us. So this is not made up. It's real. It really happened, and we figuratively, as well as literally, stand on that place here today. So listen with me to the second day. This is from Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to start in verse 5, which is the end of day 1. God called the light day and the darkness night, and there was evening and there was morning, the first day. Here it is, verse 6. And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. Verse 8. And God called this expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, verse 9, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth. And the waters that were gathered together, he called seas. And God saw that it was good. So God here is making a place for us. We still see God speaking and naming and preserving and approving, and God saying that it's good. And he's creating things by speaking them and speaking it, and they became so. What was created yesterday, that is on day one, the night and day, we see that continuing on day two as well. So, but I want to go with the theme is there's this place for us. So I'm going to look at this with a man-centric view. Sorry about that, God. If day two did not happen, there would be no place for us. If day two did not happen, there would be no mankind. So we know, because we've read to the end of the book, that God loves us and created us and he's going to redeem us. And it's as if he's making this great stage to set this great play upon, and the drama of our sin and rebellion and our redemption, and then eventually our resurrection and our eternal life, where this can take place. So without this vault and without this dome, without this expanse that he makes, there's no space. There's no place for us. So he makes first, he makes this separation up and down. That's this vault. And then he makes a place side to side with putting the water over here and the land over here. He makes a separation side to side. So, of course, we need this. And we live in this every day. Like, there's sky here. There's atmosphere. And we need to ask, well, how did it come to that? So there was waters above, apparently, and waters below, and he separates them, and he makes this place for us. He makes atmosphere, and then he gives us a place to stand on. So there's the gathered waters go into one place, and land goes into another place. And of course, this is good, because this is where his redemptive play comes out. This makes me think of the tsunami. The land part of this makes me think of the tsunami, where this doesn't go well. So the creation currently lives in a fallen world, and generally there's a separation between the seas and the land. Well, the Banda Aceh tsunami in 2004, December of 2004, where there's this big earthquake and this big tidal wave comes across the land. So the Indian Ocean suddenly and catastrophically went out of its border, and the land and the sea weren't separated, and it was this huge national disaster with 225,000 people and being dead, and 2 million people displaced, and billions of dollars of damages. All right, so let's do some applications here. Creation is good. People know this. Have you ever seen a sunset? What have you taken a picture of? Have you taken a picture of the morning or the night turning into day or seen the Grand Canyon? Or have you ever taken a picture of the sky or a picture of the seashore? So let's appreciate and the creativity that we've lived with every day and probably taking it for granted. Like, how do we get the space that we live in and we live and breathe in? And pause today and ask, who made the sky? Who made this separation? Who made this atmosphere? Who determined the land, the borders of the land and the sea? Who makes the separation vertically with the sky? And who makes the separation horizontally with the sea? We see that the Lord is making a place for us to live and breathe in. The Lord has made a place for us. So let's acclaim him and say, who can make the sky but you, Lord? This is a divinely created dome that we still live in today. I'm speaking within that dome. You're listening within that dome. And who can make day and night but you? So this is a rhythm that started yesterday, day one. Now it's day two as we learn about it. And now many days later, we're living in it. And let's acknowledge you and thank you for making it. And who can make the land in midst the sea to stand on? I stand upon land here today. I use this land every day. So do you. I need your creation to stand upright, much less to stand up there and gaze at the sky and let my heart be devoted to you. I need that you have made the sky. I need that you have made the land. I need that you have made the sea. I need it for my feet, a place to stand. I need it for my head and a space for creation to live. Thank you, Lord, like in the musical West Side Story. Thank you, Lord, for making a place for us.